Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Your boy Mike now. The game version one. The best game show on radio.
Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be one, yeah, his time is now. Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The boy might knock, yeah, he's shining now. Yo, the game be one, yeah, time is now.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most of the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way he brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt business, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.
For 11 years, welcome back to the show that started all, baby. The best damn show in radio. And I'm your host, yours truly, Mike Knox. Excuse the echo, if you will, so to speak. I'm in the process of moving, and so it's just a little empty here in the studio, but I am here, I am hyped, and I am ready to talk everything. People, it is an honor to have been here for this long, for this time, for everybody who's been a part of this network, from everybody from Izzy on Twitter, doing her social media thing in the wrestling world, from the wrestling realm, and Brian Waters and those group of guys. No hard feelings, do your thing, kids. From the people in Milwaukee that came along, got into the booth, I showed them how to do it with 100 proof. That's what I'm drinking, actually, too. And they went and did their own thing. From Mr. Lopez to Chad Rivera to everybody that I was able to be a footnote. I'm still the villain here. The footnote in your careers. I thank you, and you're welcome. Again, you are welcome. What does it take to make 11 years? It takes hard work and dedication. And I want to give a special shout out to my brother, Christopher Platt from thechairshot.com, as I was able to be on their show this week, and the introduction in which he gave me. And you know, I'm married, going on 17 years. And you're always going to get confidence, and you should anyway. If you're not, then you're in the wrong relationship. Positive, you know, thinking from your significant other. So when your significant other is there and you meet a brother and he gives you the same, like, yo, giving me, I'm very humble, although I'm very arrogant. If you can understand the difference, there's a difference between the two. I'm very thankful. I'm very everything for everything I have. In 11 years, I have gone from Fox Sports Radio to FM Radio here in Orlando. I've interviewed everybody from World Boxing Heavyweight Champions to MMA UFC Champions to Grammy Award winners. I have interviewed them all. But none of them is more important to me than you, the million-dollar audience. And I thank you for that. 11 years I've been doing this damn thing called podcasting, which I remember from the beginning, I hated the word podcast. So hence why it was known as the best damn show in radio, because I didn't want to be like a podcast. At the time, podcasting was new. So over 3,178 today episodes, shows all the way in the UK. Shout out to Grand Body P and the best damn show in Wild One Radio and what he does over there. Shout out to everyone who's been a part of this program. And today, we're going to talk top 50 women in wrestling. The WWE has their list. I want to talk about it on this hour of power in sports. 11 years running. But I want to welcome to the program. I think this is him. I look at his phone number. I think I'm going good with this one. From, yeah, he's, it's okay, guys. We know, but he's from Cleveland. But everything in Cleveland's not bad. And he's one of the things that's not bad. It's okay. Joe Kim Noah retired, so can my hatred for Cleveland. What's going on, Mr. Platt?
That's hilarious. And first and foremost, greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Knox. One thing about Blog Talk, shout out to Blog Talk with that 90s porno music that they have when you're waiting to get into the room. Like, yeah. I feel like Peter North and Evan Stone should be in this motherfucker. But before I get on to that, Mike, congratulations, man. 11 years is a long time, and I said this on my show, and it bears repeating. I've also said this to you in private, but yo, you're literally my father in this game. Before I stumbled upon your work, there were no other brothers out here in this podcast game talking about wrestling, and you inspired me because I said, if this brother could do it, I can do it as well. You are my father in this podcasting game. Congratulations, brother. I love you, and 11 years is a long time, man, and shout out to 11 more.
11, I love you right back, man. Thank you so much for that, and I just wanted to do something, tell a backdrop story before we get to the show. I'm going to lie, I tell the truth because you know me, man. I remember I'm a handful. My wife calls me her biggest child, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, listen, man, you were, you know, I knew just go get a job and provide. You know what I mean? But I hated the job. So it was like, can you do something with this self? He don't come home angry all the time. And I drove for a living listening to sports talk radio. I said, well, what the hell? They can get paid to give their opinion. Hell, and to this day, I don't even listen to sports talk radio like that no more. I listen to editorial news sports, but I don't listen to their opinion shows anymore, like the First Takes and all those things, because those guys are no different than you or me. They just in the business. That's the difference between us and them. So I digress in that. But I'm sorry, I'm getting text messages all over the place. But I think this is, I know this, these last four digits. So Mrs. Knox, who never calls into the program, is called in. She's like literally in the next room. She just came here and got on the microphone. What's going on, baby?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even push one, but it's cool.
It's been so long since I've done that. Okay, well, I'll put you back on
no,
the
but, but, <there's laughs>
but you're
no
right. If you want to speak, hit the number one button. You are. Listen, I have not done a show on Blog Talk Live in at least 3 years. And all I do is upload them here. The best damn show on radio, Wild One Radio in the UK, they do their shows here, but we don't hardly go live here anymore. The fact that for 11 years, 347-637-3859 has been the phone number, I also think I'm very impressed by that as well. Right.
So you shout out to your better half as well, you know, because it can't be easy. I love you, but I already know you a handful. So shout out to your better half, Mrs. Knox, and thank you for being on the line as well.
I'm a delicate flower.
You're a rose. You got thorns.
Yes,
like a cactus. But thanks for listening, babe. 347, you are on with the best damn show in radio. What's going on? Who's this?
You already know what it is, man. It's just throwing himself. Yours truly, Mr. 1985, live from the VIP, no ID. How you doing, brother? 11 years. Congratulations.
How you doing? Thank you. Man, listen. For those who don't know, this is my man, this is my brother, I'm sorry, Spot Face in the building. When we were at the pinnacle of making podcasting a thing for brothers and a thing for people out there doing their thing and trying to make a niche in this wrestling world, and I had a pinnacle break, this man, in my opinion, came on and was the life, what would you call that? Somebody shocking and bring you back to life, you know what I mean? Like, he shocked me back into continuing this by joining the program, and we would just had interviews after interviews, knocking on the park. Now you're the fucking boxing promoter. What's going on, Spot, man? So proud of you.
Nothing.
As well, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. 11 years. I mean, I just want to take a memory lane trip and go back. Jeff Jarrett, Vicky Guerrero, my good friend Tully Blanchard, who's killing in AEW, by the way. We've interviewed a lot. You know, we've done a lot. You know, we were doing podcasting before podcasting became cool. I like to say that. You know, and it's just a blessing, man. Look how far you've come.
Yeah, I always say the same thing, man. Like, just looking back at the people we got a chance to interview, and they're Hall of Famers now, and some guys and girls are, you know, not here, and breaking news, looking back. And this show is also, you know, I want to talk about that topic of this, but I want to just come on here and say thanks to everybody and what we've done in 11 years. And I remember we broke the news with having Antonio Tarver on the show and having what he had to say about gays in WWE. That was with Ahmed Johnson. You know, that story broke through Bleacher Reports and all that kind of stuff. Antonio Tarver saying that John Cena broke his arm on purpose. He's still coming out of John Cena today. He just did it on his Instagram. He had a rap battle. It was like John Cena's old rap thing and him rapping over it or some stuff like that. And he's out there, you know, still flow came in that. And it, like you said, Tully Blanchard. And in wrestling, I like to believe we were ahead of the curve. And you would always say, which I took it on, and I think everybody in the world says it now, but we know it to be true. It, we were the show the pros listened to, and they would listen to what we had to say. You could see that we would see it, it, you know, turn out spot on their show.
Yeah. I mean, I just – it would come on Monday. We would talk about it. It would happen on Sunday. We would talk about it, and you see slow changes. You know, I think in time, in this 11 years, I would like to say we've had a hand, a fingerprint, and an imprint of pro wrestling where certain things happened, certain things changed. You know, definitely, hopefully, they was listening way back when I say let Roman Reigns have a personality, because if he ain't knocking it out the park now, I don't know what that is. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Of course.
Thank you. Are you here to stay? Or you said it's ladies' night. We don't talk. We gonna talk just about the list, or you just come to show some love?
I'm always gonna show love, brother. You know that.
All right. Well, you know how that goes.
VIP is always.
We've seen the VIP. Listen, if you guys have not seen it, go check out the JTG interview I had a couple of weeks ago. They got real, you know, intimate in a deal with him, and thanks to him as well. But also welcome to the program. One of the original members here, had his own program here, can come back anytime, any place from L.A. Didn't reach there with my body, but I reached there in spirit. What's going on, K and me, the professor?
Hey, what's up, you guys? I knew I recognized the sound of these Negroes. How's it going?
What's going on?
Man, chilling. Just enjoying the sunshine and I'm looking forward to talking about these women in wrestling. And yeah, to piggyback off of what you guys said, we were complaining about these issues that we see in wrestling before it became cool to complain about it and acknowledge it. So it's good to you know, and I do, I think that was Spot that said, I do think that we had some kind of hand in that.
Yeah. I take pride in that because, you know, we all kind of gone our separate ways, but we're still close together with each other. We're a phone call, a text away of talking, and we're still in these different circles and stuff. And I find the disrespect at an all-time high of, you know, because everybody's auntie, sister's brother now has a podcast, and we've always tried ourselves. We were, I'll be honest with you. There was Busted Open Radio. There was Dave Hero and them in Milwaukee, right? There was Lords of Pain in New York. And that was it. And then a year later came the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, which I'm very close with. I got the Fox Sports, you know, nephew Corey and those, you know, real Dr. D and the, you know, all those guys and Glenn Thomas and Champ Creed and those guys. But to me, that's where the buck drops and stays. And I love when people try to tell me, well, you don't know nothing. I go, man, you literally have no idea. Like, people will tell you that you can't talk in a business meeting. You're like, well, I've been in more business meetings than you can probably realize in your life. Just because I come off a certain way to you. You know, I've always thought that to be a little funny. But I do want to talk this because this top 50 women's wrestling list came out, and I did find it very intriguing. And listen, I'm not going to complain or bitch too much because, as we know, lists go the way they go because they're your list, right? I've always thought people cannot – unless you're going to sit here and tell me you're putting Humpty Hump as the number one greatest rapper of all time, I can't really complain. It's your list. I may think it's out of whack, but it's your list, right? So, excuse me. And I'm drinking this fine Woodford Reserves right now on this 11th year anniversary. I was going to say back in the day, as we sit back here, drink some Cavassier, got the incense going, and do it in the butt. Shout out to the ladies, man. Leon, Lonnie, love. So, but I'm sorry. It's one of my favorite comments of all time. So I look at this list, though. As much as I want to be butthurt, all right, and I still will. I'm going to say this. I'm going to spit the top 10. They got Bayley at 10. What the fuck are you putting Ronda Rousey at 9 for? That's all I'm going to say. Lita at 8. Alundra Blaze at 7. The Blueprint herself, Sasha Banks at 6. Damn, I'm sorry. A sister can't craft the top 5? Give me a break. Asuka at 5. China at four, who in my opinion, I said this on this show, like how many thousands of episodes, I can't consider China a female wrestler. If I do, she's number one because no one on any women's list can beat her in professional wrestling. End of story. Okay, so if you're going to put her on a list of women wrestlers of all time, she's the eighth wonder of the world, and not a single woman on this list, in my opinion, can give her a run for their money, her money, on a good day. She was the Intercontinental Champion twice. Then we got Becky Lynch at three, the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair.
I knew it was coming.
At number two. Trish Stratus at number one. Now, here's where I have a problem with this list, fellas, and I will call you out in the order I wish you want to speak. Please. I've said this. I know no one agrees with me, but I'm going to say it again. First of all, disrespectful to Nikki Bella to put her and her sister Brie together as the Bella twins. Bullshit. And lazy. And lazy. And lazy. Take what's her name? Kaylee Lee Ray, also listen if you have to, and put Brie over there somewhere. But if you're going to count Trish Stratus, to me, you cannot have Trish Stratus and not have Nikki Bella somewhere in that top 10 because they are 1 and 1A. They are interchangeable. They are products of the era in which they came up in professional wrestling and they made a good name for themselves by being horrible and turning that shit around. They are the same equivalent of Hogan and Cena, in my opinion. To have them at 26, it's tomfoolery. But real fast, through the list, and I will call you out. Starting from 50 on up, Toni Storm. Come on. Come on. Caitlyn. Kaylee Ray. Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville, who doesn't wrestle for shit in the top 50. And I love Sonya Deville. We had her on the program spot. No disrespect. We interviewed her. Okay? She's on this list. But come on. Well, then we got Kelly Kelly, 45. Candice LeRae, Nikki Cross, Layla, Amber Moon, Eve Torres, Lacey Evans, Jazz at 38, the disrespect to the former women's champion. You got people who've never sniffed a title higher than a women's champion multiple times. Maurice, Nia Jax, Bianca Belair, Carmella, Gail Kim, NWE Rose, they called her Fel Yim. Jacqueline, Miss Jackie at 32, the disrespect continues. Okay, Kairi Sane, Naomi, Bull, I forget her age and name. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it. Y'all know the one from over in New Japan. Ivory, Nakata.
Bull Nakata.
Bull Nakata. There you go.
Yeah, Bull Nakata.
You know why I have you guys to pronunciate where I cannot pronunciate. Okay, then at 26, the Bella Twins. At 25, Io Shirai. Then we got Luna Vachon at 24, Stephanie McMahon. She's the billion-dollar princess. How dare she not be a top 10 eat ball sacks? Then we got Michelle McCool at 22, Rhea Ripley at 21. What has Rhea Ripley done? Natty, AJ Lee, Shayna Baszler, Paige at 17, Sable, Molly Holly, Victoria, Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, Beth Finn. If you remember the top 10 goes, Bayley, Ronda Rousey, Lita, Alundra Blayze, Sasha Banks, Asuka, Chyna, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, the greatest women's wrestler of all time. And then number one on their list is the greatest wrestler of all time, Trish Stratus. Taking nothing from Trish. We got a call coming in, Raleigh, real quick off. I'll get to you guys. Let that pause. 302. What's going on? Is this the man Wise, the one we call Wise?
Absolutely, bro. How are you, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing? Thanks for calling in today.
Man, listen, I had to call in, man. I wanted to just say, man, that I'm extremely proud of all the work that you've done over the years, man. And I, you know, been blessed to sit back and watch you from day one accomplish these things, man. And I just want to say, man, I'm happy for you. I'm happy you're blessed. I'm happy the family's blessed. And I just want you to keep on doing what you do, bro. Man, it's a beautiful thing, bro. And by the way, I got to say two other things. One, Shock G is one of the most underrated MCs on the West Coast. So I didn't really like what you said about the Humpty Hump.
I didn't hear Mae Young.
Exactly. Right. I didn't hear Mae Young or the Fabulous Ola on that list.
Nope.
And,
nope.
You know, on longevity alone, if you're going to talk about 50 greatest female wrestlers, they got to be on that list somewhere. So that's what I want to say. But I just want to come in real quick and say those things. I love you, bro. Keep doing your thing, man. I'm going to keep listening, bro.
I appreciate it. Those who don't know, every the first, what, 8 years, he's the one who raps on my intro. So that's the brother right there. But I'm going to start with you, Spyface. Your thoughts on this top 50 women's list. And he made two names that are not here. Oh, controversy aside, they should still be on this list. Your thoughts on the top 50 list.
I mean, you look at the 50 greatest women in wrestling or the 50 greatest women in WWE, to not have Sensational Sherry.
Yep.
Just the show. However you want to claim it, not on this list is disrespectful. To not acknowledge Miss Elizabeth on this list is disrespectful.
Well, I'm thinking the thing about in-ring competitors. So with Sherry, I would understand, but Elizabeth.
That's what I said. So if we're going to say in-ring, fine, I get Miss Elizabeth. Sensational Sherry, how can you leave her out?
Uh-huh.
Fabulous Moolah, how can you leave her out?
Well, we know why they left her out, though.
Again, controversy aside, right? Controversy aside, if you included China, you know, because again, that was a big thing for years with her adult entertainment life and all that. Well,
facts.
Sunny
facts.
As well. You cannot ignore Sunny.
Right, she's down
and
the list.
Sunny didn't make the list. I don't see Sunny on this
list. Hold on, I'm sorry. I read the names. Did I skip Alicia Fox? Because I don't see her on this list.
Alicia Fox ain't on this list either.
Alicia Fox is not on this list. I'm sorry, guys. She's a how many times Diva champion?
And again, it's the WWE always does this where, you know, they do what they want to do. I'm sorry, Shotzi Blackheart, you just been here. I don't see Ember Moon. Like, you just revitalized
Ember Moon's
your
41.
Role.
How was Ember Moon in a top 50 list? And nothing gets to the girl Ember Moon.
Where's Terry Reynolds? Where, you know, there's a lot of women that paved the way for these women to be here that's not being acknowledged and is disrespectful as a wrestling fan. Like, to have Jacqueline in 32 is blasphemy. First, only woman to be a cruiserweight champion, one of the first to transition to be a referee. Like, what she's
and
done.
A member of this network. We've interviewed her. So that's another reason.
You know, it's just the blasphemy of the disrespect that they continue to do. And it's like, y'all never get it right, no matter what. Y'all always choose to get it wrong. And that's
look,
just my problem.
KME, get in there. Because, you know, I always defend them. I can't. I'm starting to come to grips with, if I can always support something they do, I got to come on. That's why I did that the other show a couple weeks ago. Like, all right, I got to come on here and say the bullshit they did. You know what I'm saying? And this is but it's their list, right? So you got to be an adult and be a – we're intelligent wrestling fans. We just, okay, whatever. Like Spot just said, it's their list. You're right. But the disrespect still is still there, KME.
Yeah. My thing with WWE is I don't even know if they have earned a right to even have a top 50 women's list, you know, because they've been too sporadic with – taking the women's wrestler seriously, right? Like, there was that brief period in the 80s where you had people like Leilani Kai and Wendy.
That's where, Bull was from. Alondra Braves is from that era. That was a very down era coming out of GLOW era in professional wrestling. In my opinion, I couldn't stand the women's division no matter who they put up there.
I liked it, but it was like they didn't
give me GLOW.
Really take it back.
Give me GLOW. I would rather watch GLOW than watch women wrestling in WWE until, honestly, recently.
Yeah.
Like, I won't take it away from Trish Stratus and them, but I didn't need it. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, I'm not being sexist. I just, you know, it was good fit. I get equal rights, all that good stuff. But it wasn't that I was clamoring for, shall I say.
Well, then in 94, I actually did like the 94 era with Alondra Blaze and Bull Nakano and all them. I thought that Survivor Series match that they had with the Japanese
very
women.
Classic. Yeah, very classic match.
Was,
nothing from that.
Good.
Right.
And then it's just been too sporadic. Then in the 2000s, all they cared about were women looking good, you know. And then now it's like now they're starting to take it seriously because societal pressure is forcing them to take
right.
it seriously.
Go ahead, Professor. Look at you. Come on. Let me get you right here with that one, though. How can you sit there and have that, right, have the women, what you just said, coming out of that era, the Bella Twins was the bridge to that era. Nikki Bella was the bridge to that era. you could not have gone where we after you had, or after that era, shall I say, when after Trish is gone, after you have the emergence of Lita, and in that time, you got the thing going around people now saying that Lita couldn't go today with these girls, and it's a big, and I have to be here and be honest with people. Lita is a great talent. Lita was an awesome, oh my God, we haven't seen that before. But I don't think Lita could go today. Only, I would say she could, because we got girls who do what Lita do. If we're talking about five moves, that's what those females actually all had, five moves, right? She still had that today when it comes to, like, Naomi. Naomi tires out. She has five, six, seven good moves, and that's about it, right? And the way wrestling is, so Lita could go, but could she go 30 minutes like Sasha and Bayley and these girls go and put on locks and moves and holds? I don't think she could there, Chris.
You know who could?
Go ahead, Chris.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but she just didn't really latch on there in WWE. But on the lowest of keys, Gail Kim might be the greatest women's wrestler, at least on this continent, of all time. Oh, my bad. I should say it like this. Of all time! She's that damn good. And for whatever reason, they just didn't latch on to her. So let me ask you this, though, Mike, before I continue. Is this a list of women's wrestlers or women's wrestlers that appeared in WWE?
Well, that's where the open-ended question is, because when you think of women in wrestling, they own everything except for stuff that's not in their jurisdiction. So if you want to count those other
–
Tori
Wilson is not on this list.
Yeah, I thought I said her.
And neither one. So if it's just women's wrestlers, you can't have a list of the greatest women's wrestlers of all time and not have Asuka Khan on there. Point blank, period.
That's
not even an argument.
Okay, Cammy, what is the list?
And Awesome Khan, which was Cobber in WWE. Like, you can't have a list of the greatest female wrestlers and not have them.
The list on their website says WWE is 50 greatest
women's
superstars.
That's a better point.
It's their wrestlers.
So then Tori Wilson is not on this list?
As a better superstar, she graced the cover of Playboy.
Yeah. Like, as far as wrestling is concerned, I don't know.
Did I say
Beth Phoenix? You know, I don't know how significant she was.
I mean, Layla's on this list.
Okay,
I don't see Tori Wilson. I'm looking at the list right now. Tori Wilson
Layla
is 42. Not listed.
Tori Wilson's not on
here.
They just put her in the Hall of Fame, though. Didn't she just recently go into the Hall of Fame?
She did. When I say Chris, I'm gonna say Platt for you, because I got two Chris's. Platt, what was you finna say?
So where is Wendi Richter on this list? I know you counted it down, but where is she at on this list?
She's not.
She's not making the list.
She was the Hulk Hogan. She was the woman's equivalent to Hulk Hogan in the 80s. Like when Vince
Here's where I want to put some things in perspective. What Cammy just said, reading exactly what it's called, right? It's not called women's wrestler. It's called WWE's 50 Greatest Women Superstars. Now, we can argue that, because you're still going to say to me you have to put Sonny. You have to put Miss Elizabeth for sure then. If you're going to say superstars and not wrestling, then it tanks the list even more. And again, it's their list, but we're talking about the biggest women in this company's history. How you don't have Stacey Keibler, how you don't have Tori Wilson, right? How you gonna have Caitlyn, but not these girls? How you gonna have No Mae Young? Okay, and you say, okay, maybe they wasn't superstars for the company. Okay, Moolah. Okay, I get that. They wasn't big. Nikki Cross, Candice LeRae. We got girls who've never even stepped foot in the WWE main roster that are on this list. That's the problem, and I think this is beyond unsatisfactory. KME, go ahead.
No, I just don't think they should be releasing a list of women's stuff. I think they need to establish a firm history with women to be releasing these kind of lists, because WWE, they don't know what to do with women ever. And it's like they go back and forth between okay, we want to treat these women seriously, to, okay, we want to make the, what's the country one, the Bell, what's her name? Make her Ric Flair.
Lacey Evans.
Yeah, Lacey Evans. They go,
Southern Belle.
Yeah, they go back and forth too much with what they want to do with women. So I don't think WWE should be releasing a women's list. But if they're going to do it,
make some sense of it.
The Bella Twins, I have a problem. Not because I think, I don't even know the difference between the two, to be honest with you.
Stop it.
I know that there's, I know, look, man, I got.
We ain't got time. And you know how we get into it.
Yeah.
But I tell you right now, Nikki Bella is a top five of all time on my list, hands down.
But here's what I'll say. I do think that they belong separately on the list. I don't think they belong together. Because I do know, even though I don't know, I personally don't know the difference.
One has bigger cans and one is pretty. That's how you know.
I know that fans of Total Divas and all that do like one better than the other. So I think it's disrespectful to both of them to put them together on the list. I think
up until last season, I've watched that show every year faithfully, not afraid to say it. My name is Mike Knox. Come at me. Yeah, it's still so hard because I'm hardcore. I don't care what you say. I watch chick flicks too. What you want to say about that? I still smack your sister. But I have to fix it. I ain't hitting no women. Right? But what I'm saying is this, though. There's a difference between the two of them. But let's focus real fast if we can, guys, on this top 10. Let's just focus on that. We know what's not here. We know what should be here, who we would take out, pluck, pluck, pluck. You know, the same way that they did with Zack Snyder's Justice League. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, you missed a great fucking movie. All right. Now, with that being said, this top 10, Bayley, Ronda Rousey, who, you know, she's part of the Nation of Domination now. If you haven't seen that maybe it's hilarious. Ronda Rousey's like, what, 10% black, and they're trying to trade her in for Stacey Dash. Lena, Alundra Blaze, Sasha Banks, the Blueprint at 6, Asuka at 5, China 4, Becky Lynch 3, Charlotte 2, Trish Stratus 1. Now, I'm going to start right here. I get why Trish Stratus is number 1. I understand.
Right.
I wouldn't put her there, but I know what she did in an era where women weren't getting over at all. And she was the whole entire fringe of the benefit of where she was, right place, right time, and we were fans of her. She was a beautiful girl. I mean, what can we not say about her? We also seen her come from barking like a dog and being very, and this is why I compare her to Nikki Bella, because she was not a professional wrestler. She was a pretty face who turned and learned how to become a sports entertainment wrestler. This is why I argue with wrestling fans all the time. If you're watching WWE, know what the fuck you're watching. You're not watching pro wrestling. You're watching wrestling. You're watching entertainment with wrestling as an alternative. Okay, so when you watch this, you got to look at, okay, is she a star? Trish Stratus was a star in that post attitude ruthless aggression era. She put on shows. I give it to her. I do think Charlotte Flair, and I'm being honest, I think she's the greatest wrestler of all time, but I do think she's their second biggest superstar because she's the daughter of Ric Flair. I know that it's unfair and people don't like it, but hey, that's not her fault that she's Ric Flair's daughter. She's a homegrown product in that company. We know that's the one thing they love the most. You want to talk about Andrade leaving? People talk about, where's Charlotte going? Charlotte ain't going nowhere. Why you? Name me a person who's left the WWE who complained to leave that they let leave and killed their contract, so they can go work right away. No one. I think that was Charlotte's influence. Okay, we're going to let them go.
See, I think it was,
let them get paid.
It was something else.
We're gonna
I think
paid.
It was some other shit going on. I feel like they felt it well because that's their queen. And her their queen was getting
so
dug out by a Latino brother. And it was some racist shit that happened. And they trying to keep that hush-hush. So, okay, go ahead. I think that's where the heat came from. Because
I don't know where you heard that from. Pass that my way so I can read up on it. Extra, extra.
I feel like that's more of an assumption.
But, I mean,
feel like their queen was getting dug out by this Latino heartthrob. And they felt a certain way about it, which kind of derailed his push. And to keep everything hush-hush and quiet, they gave him his release without the 90 days.
This is what people don't understand about, as I just said, a wrestling company and an entertainment company. Andrade, for wrestling fans who are pro wrestling fans, is that guy. Andrade on WWE main roster without Zelina Vega ain't nobody. We've seen them 50,000 times. They have so much talent. They're going to come. They're going to go. If you cannot come on their product and do what they want you to do and the way they want you to do it, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying they're right. I'm just saying what they are.
So neither one of you gentlemen think that certain brass, higher up brass in the WWE is supposed to talk about that their queen was getting dug out by this Latino Lothario.
They've been dating for years, though. It wasn't nothing new.
For me, it would be just, I'm not going to assume that. It would be, I'm not saying it's wrong for you to assume it. It would be irresponsible for me to assume it because I want to see more proof that happened.
Right. Like Ray Fisher having a fight for Justice League made sense. We know why he was fighting, right? They completely took down the story.
Yeah.
But at the same point in time, this is professional wrestling. We can't act like there's not a history in professional wrestling.
I'm not knocking that, but if I had heard any words about that, then I would say maybe there's some legs. I haven't even come close to that. And I'm one of them guys, pride myself in 11 years. Death to Dirt Sheets is one of my main hashtags going with hashtag wrestling a storyline. I stay away from that until I get proof. Real fast, Becky Lynch at 3, Chyna at 4, Asuka at 5. Would you, Spot, you still here, change that top 5 in any way on what they give you?
The reason why the top 10 is fraudulent to me is because you got Ronda Rousey at 9.
I think she could have been this list, but you gotta put Stephanie McMahon in here.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If Ronda Rousey is 9, I can look at the history of women's wrestling. Shayna Baszler should be higher than 18 for her dominance in NXT alone.
Yeah.
Paige is 17. Why is Paige 17? Like over Shayna Baszler. So you go to the 10. Why is Lita, ahead of Ronda Rousey? We know why, but why is Ronda Rousey not at least 11? She didn't have to be 10. Barely in the last 2 years is the top 5 talent.
I'm taking Alondra Blaze out also. I just am. I can.
She's the bridge. You can't because then you remember she's the bridge, and that's Medusa included.
Okay, so then, again, that argues my point to put Nikki Bella in this top 10. My top 10 would be, and honestly, in this order, I won't even lie to you. I would go Trish Stratus. I would go Charlotte Flair. I would go Chyna. Okay? Then I would go Nikki Bella. I'm not lying. Then I would go Lita. Alondra Blaze. Got to put her there. I feel you with that. Sasha Banks. Bailey gets off the list, and Ronda Rousey gets off the list.
Well, see, the thing is, when you the Bella Twins is a break, so I get why you keep them together. Now, if the Bella Twins was number 10, I'd be fine with that.
I would be fine with that also, but not to have them at 26. Platt, get up in here. That top 10, how would you change it? I mean, this is their list. We know we're going to take them out and put them in there, but what would be your top 10 in their understanding how to do a category of a top 50 list?
You gotta have the Bella Twins in the top 10. And I know you tried to separate them, Mike, but that's a package deal. And, you know, between the total Bellas and the total Divas and everything that they did, plus they worked themselves into decent workers as well. You have to have them in the top 10. Like,
okay.
There's no ifs,
ands,
or buts about it.
No argument. As long as you're in the top 10, I'm okay with that.
It's hard not to have all 5 horsewomen in the top 5, considering how they took the division and the women to the next level.
So you're putting Asuka as a horsewoman?
No, I'm not putting Asuka. No. She deserves to be top 10. Top 5, I don't know. But this is where it gets a little dicey, because you can't have Chyna not in the top 5. I mean, if we talk about women, I mean, she wrestled the men.
I think I put her third, didn't I? I put her Trish.
Yeah, you can't
Charlotte,
have that.
China.
But it's hard not to have Trish in that top 5 as well. So I would move Bailey out of that top 5 out of the 4 horsewomen. I would have Charlotte. Charlotte got to be number 1. As much as I hate to say it, Charlotte has to be number 1. The way they push her athleticism. And I know you agree, Mike, and I hate to say it because, you know, it is what it is, but she got to be number 1. I would have Sasha in the top 5. I would also have, you got to have Becky in the top five just because of how she caught fire in the women's division. You know what I mean? And then I would put Chyna, and you got to have Trish in there as well because of what Trish did and the influence that she had, you know?
KME, how would you, or would you leave this top the way it is?
I'd probably leave it the way it is for the most part. I don't, look, Trish, they had that woman begging and barking like a dog. And
she was an adulterer. She was an adulterer.
She belongs at number one.
They put her to the ringer.
Enjoy that.
So you say she earned it, in other words.
She earned that number one.
Yeah. That bullshit. Yeah.
She did that so the women behind her didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
As far as, so Chyna's a tricky one for me, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think Chyna would want to be on this list. You know, I don't think Jones Lara would want to be on a list of women's wrestler. I think she
where
felt,
she's defined as being a woman's anything. Right, I agree.
Yeah, like as even in her theme song, it says something like that. And then if you ever listen to like these shoot interviews with her and stuff, she didn't like being categorized with the women's wrestlers, so that's the one caveat I put on that. But this is their list, and, you know, this is the kind of fuckery I expect from WWE. And you know, Charlotte is their woman. Becky is their next woman in line. And, yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't know. I wish I had more debate, some of those fiery arguments that we used to have, but I really don't, man. I think this is just the way they see
well,
things, man.
The list itself is arguable. The top 10, because the list is being so bad, you have to say, okay, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to say it's a travesty to not have the Bella Twins, since we have to put them together, not be in the top 10 and Ronda Rousey being their spot. For that, I think
but
that
you
is
also,
where.
I apologize, Mike. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
but,
go ahead.
You know, you also have to remember that's the whole purpose and the reason for even having these lists, to create controversy and to create conversations. You know what I mean? So whatever list they put out, we were going to have qualms about it. It just is what it is. That's the nature of this beast.
Ronda Rousey had less than 20 matches.
But I think this is what they're
Shows had the highest grossing WrestleMania main event of all time.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey came in and she single-handedly made those women relevant because they were not getting that, even though they had put in Charlotte and Sasha Banks and all them up there, Becky Lynch, all that stuff. Ronda Rousey being there made it something
solidified
that people
them.
Paid attention to, you know?
I'll give you that. I'm not taking nothing from her. I just think it's a lot to give her 10 that fast, Cammy. That's all. She's the Kurt Angle to me. She could have, to me, I thought she had the potential of being the greatest. I did think that. I'm not going to lie. I thought in that 1 year of time, like Kurt Angle-esque, she came in there and she did it so well.
If Ronda Rousey, the women don't main event WrestleMania 35.
I understand that. That's why this list is perplexing to me, because how in the world is Rhea Ripley ahead of Stephanie McMahon?
Right.
Like, what is the criteria
to be on
this
list?
About criteria, what is the criteria in listing 1 through 50? Because what has Rhea Ripley done to be ahead of Luna Vachon, the Bella Twins?
That's my point.
Tyrese, like Jacqueline, Gail Kim, Bianca Belair. Like what has she done except lose to Charlotte and beat Shayna Baszler on a national TV spectrum?
That was it. You brought up Sherry Martel as well. Like, she deserves her flowers. It's a shame she's not here.
How is Sonya Deville on this list and not Mandy Rose? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, what is the criteria?
No, the criteria is the problem with the list. And I go back now as a young, horny kid. I keep it real. I had a snow problem when I was growing up. All my posters in my room were Alyssa Milano, was Sunny, and Miss Elizabeth. Tracy Spencer came in. I guess I had a colorism.
No, that's what the TV
taught you. I could have had Salt and Pepper and all them girls like that. I didn't want them. They were around. I just wanted what I wanted. They were in my neighborhood. I saw them chicks every day.
And this is an unhealthy conversation, but the truth is, Snowflake was viewed as the desired woman.
The Kelly Kapowskis,
the Tiffany Amberthesis, the Pamela Andersons of the world, is what you gravitated towards because that was in front of you 9 times out of 10.
That you couldn't
now,
have.
Those are the sexualized.
So if we talk
it, my point is that Snowflake,
the wrestler, we got to throw Missy Hyatt out there as well.
Well, for what that's worth, Missy Hyatt is a whole other federation, and not on this level.
Yeah.
And not on the level of a Sunny getting up on the ring apron, ripping off her skirt to get attention. For what it's worth, Miss Cat, who I hate, got more popularity than these girls in this list like Lacey Evans. Okay, them girls in that attitude era women held their own.
Like, why is Carmella on this list? Like, and she's ahead of Bianca Belair. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
Carmella is number 34. Yeah, like, and I love Carmella.
So y'all really just gonna disregard the sexuality that a Missy Hyatt brought to wrestling?
No, we're not. Hold on, let me get this Bellin Farmer. That's in, thank you, not NWA. And if you want to talk, guys, I see a lot of people calling in. I see y'all calling. If you want to show some love, press the number one button because in about 10 minutes, we're out of this bitch. So if you want to talk and give some love or talk some wrestling, hit the number one button. We're going to bring your own.
How is Sable not closer to the top 10?
Playboy. Listen, I'm never, and I know people won't believe this, all right? I am not a strip club. I am not a porno guy. When these wrestling chicks were on the cover of Playboy, I bought them. Not because of me saying, you know, it was like, oh, this is the chick in wrestling. Like, that meant a lot. And I know how popular Playboy and Hustler and all those magazines are. So to have someone like Sable at 16, I get your top 10. If you're going off wrestling, your top 10 makes 100% sense. You know, well, that may be what I just said, but you get what I'm trying to say, if you will, so to speak. Their top 10... It's kind of a knock out the park. You may not agree with it, like, which I don't. I will put in the Bellas and take Ronda Rousey out. But you can really argue, like Tammy said, that's a really solid top 10. Okay?
It's
11 through 50 is the problem.
I am a porno guy, so that means I had to watch the Sunny porno for the culture. And it was sad. It was like Willie Mays on the New York Mets. You know what I mean?
Like, Alexa Bliss has done more for wrestling than Sable. What number is Alexa Bliss? And WWE, Alexa Bliss has done more for WWE than Sable has?
Than 13.
Yeah, I put Salt and Pepper ahead of Alexa Bliss for WrestleMania 11.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Molly Holly has done more than Sable at 15 and 16. And that's what I'm saying. It's like you create a list, but there's nothing, you know, there's no meat on the bone when it's just
if you go from their top 10, real fast, if you go from their top 10, right, and you go 11, Sable, you go 12, Stephanie McMahon, Beth Phoenix, right. You go, you know what I'm saying? Put the big people in order, and I guarantee that other half of that list ain't there. It's about 25 names missing, so 25 names I'm pulling off. So then if you have Jazz at 50, I can't be pissed because there's nothing but bangers in front of her. You know what I'm saying? Not a Carmella, not a Naomi. No offense, Naomi.
Right.
I love you. I hope you get you
in
the show one day, Glo.
In the history of WWE, just in WWE alone, Jazz has done more for WWE than Maryse did.
Facts.
And what about Natty? I feel like anytime these conversations come up, I feel like Natty gets, you know, pushed to the wayside.
They got her at 20.
Natty's a better worker than most of the men in the locker room right now.
I think her at 20 for this list, as bad as it is good. Because I would put her around, I would put her around 25, 30, to be honest with you. I don't, because of the success of the woman, taking nothing from what she does.
I could have reached her at 16.
When I really sit back and look at this list outside of the top 10, this is a disrespectful list.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying.
Let me put it this way, right? Natty should be with Paiges at 17.
Yeah. I'm going to put this list together and have it out on Monday and show a list
there's
what's supposed to be.
I think we can redo a list.
I am going to redo a list. Literally tonight.
I think I'll be down for that.
But how will this is supposed to be done? The way that we did it here for 11 years. Have a criteria, right? Have rules to this shit. You know what I'm saying? If this is going to be your top five, it's got to become, earning power and putting butts in the seats and great matches and all the things that make things great. You know, we always
I'm gonna be honest with you alone, right? WrestleMania 5 was built on Miss Elizabeth. That was more for WWE than half this list.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, the mega powers explode.
He had nothing in his eyes.
He had nothing. That's when I started hating. I didn't like Hogan again until the NWO from that moment.
Yeah.
No lie. From that moment, I didn't like him again until the NWO. Okay? You have lust in your eyes, Hogan. I see it. You have lust in your eyes. You know you do.
Yeah.
And I hate him ever since because it just was like, you know, as someone who said his prayers, said his vitamins, and half a little blue weight set. You know what I'm saying? He was over here. I could come here speaking. He was trying to be a rolling stone. You know what I'm saying? But God, listen, put me out of here.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Sensational Sherry from WCW to WWE as what has she done for the business? How do you disrespect that?
That's why I put her on the list, because even though she didn't wrestle really much in the WWE, for what it's worth.
But for Sherry Martel to be in your Hall of Fame and not on your list, she's managed Hall of Fame.
This list tells you right here, we got a lot of females going to the Hall of Fame. Okay.
Sapphire, like, shout out to Sapphire. Like, she wasn't the best
I can't stop. That's where
welcome
to the program.
He don't know.
He just got a stand with Wiki. He just got his first stand with Wiki. It's been a while since I had a stand with Wiki on a 10-second timeout because I don't like baloney, okay? And you cannot talk baloney on this show.
We can't listen now.
You ain't going to sit here and bring up the great Dusty Rhodes and bring up her name, because when you bring up her name, you think about Dusty and the polka dots. And we can't do that on this program.
She wasn't more over than half this list.
Come on.
No.
Exactly.
No.
She wasn't more over than half this list.
I refuse to.
I mean,
come on.
I would say her storyline. Her storyline is over.
Sapphire was considered an embarrassed Dusty Rhodes. That's why
Sapphire was
his manager. Dusty Rhodes in the NWA, they put him next to fine black women.
Yep.
And then when we got to WWE, they put him with Sapphire just to kind of stick it to that fool.
Saying Sapphire wasn't problematic. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, and this is the problem with no criteria, because there's no criteria. But you can't tell me Sapphire wasn't more over than like half the women on these lists. You can't say that.
I got one for you guys.
Last
we got all these names here. Where's Tamina?
Now that's why I will let that one be off the list and be okay with that. So, but I'm going to say this, guys, before we get out of here. Listen. It's been 11 years. I got to get out of here. I'm not going. We got to talk about that. You know how we go. Listen, I want everybody to know that when I did this thing here, and it was all fun and jokes. And I want everybody to know, just like professional wrestling, you could talk about whoever.
Is this a barbershop? Yeah, I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right.
You got Jerry, the pop
doc. Man, ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
And you can't see that. Listen, guys, I've had fun for 11 years, 11 years more, however many more God gives me on this earth, and I thank everybody for being a part of it. It's been here in my soul, in my heart, and I thank you guys. But listen, this list, it's been fun. It's been a long time since I've done a live show. You know, not on doing Facebook Live and YouTube and, you know, the video thing, because that's the way of the world now, but actually just doing a straight-up podcast. It was actually pretty fun. We used to go all the time at 6:30 on a Saturday night. If that's not discipline, I don't know what else is, okay? Because it's a hard thing to do for as many years going live at 6:30 on a Saturday evening. And my thought process at that time was, you're coming back from the middle of the day, getting ready for the night, or you're about to go out. So come home and get into the barbershop and listen to me while you get ready to go out and enjoy yourself, get a drink. Like, because I'm drinking. If you're drinking, I'm drinking with you. So we all drinking. So we all here drinking. And that's what it is. Did Corey call in? I want to get him in here. Oh, I didn't send my man the number, yo. I supposed to gave him the number and because nephew Corey was going to call in. But and then that's actually Corey G calling in. I'm on now. Okay, there he is. Is that Corey right there? Corey, is that you?
What's happening, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing? Impacting your Thursday night.
I saw the 11 years, and I said, let me call my man and tell him congratulations. You know, you've been doing your thing for a minute, man, and, you know, congratulations to the fellas because they've been a part of it as well. So, you know, black man, radio, my man, black internet
black
radio.
Black radio,
keep it going.
Baby. I told you, blame it on Bob Johnson, didn't I?
Right on.
I told you. Listen, thank you,
but,
man.
But, you know,
for
on the real, though, yeah, on the real though, it takes a lot. Especially in a medium where it's not a, you know, at first, you know, when you were doing it, there wasn't a whole lot of black people that were doing it, a lot of brothers that were doing it, and through everything, through people telling you what you could and couldn't do, you kept on pushing, man. I'm proud of you, so congratulations, man.
I appreciate it. It's hard when it's so much hate out there at you, and I you know, I always tell people, no lie, the more you hate, it actually fuels me. The best way to not fuck with Mike Knox is to ignore Mike Knox. If you talk shit about me or say something anywhere close, that's like napalms. I'm just going to – that just fuels me. It gets me going, and that's actually why I've still been doing it for all this time. No, I don't get the numbers we used to get, and I tell you, some of the numbers should be really great. I don't get those numbers no more. That's why I stopped podcasting and going for other ventures, but I am still here. BDSR Network is still here. Again, shout-out to you, Corey. Everybody don't remember that's – you know, that's – damn, Corey, we should make fun. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm actually 45 now, and that joke was for you. Okay, that's how long we've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? That's how long we've been doing this. But that was our well, one of our things to always do. But honestly, yo, I am very humble and thankful. Shout out to my mother, because her passing away is what actually, with my wife, lit this torch. You know what I mean? And my wife said, "You don't get emotional." I said, "No, I ain't, but I've been drinking, so maybe a little bit." If anybody's going to losing a parent, it's a hard thing. And I look at my children every day, and I go, that's why I do it, because I see my mother in their eyes. And I want to thank her for making me this can't stop, won't stop attitude. And I'm thankful. I always tell people, if you fuck with me, you're a cool person, because I'm a hard pill to swallow. And anybody on this panel will tell you that. No lie. Spot will tell you, Cam, will tell you, Corey will tell you, my wife, anybody who's been a part of this show will tell you, we have had some arguments. You know what I mean? But to be adults and to be men and to be in a barbershop, to know what actually barbershop talk is, that's all I wanted to create, was barbershop talk on the radio. It's to be able to come in here and, like that little joke, go talk about whoever and whatever and move on and be adult and be men, don't fight and come back and laugh and do it again. And that's what I wanted to create. I wanted to do something that wasn't out there for us to do. And now the world has taken upon themselves and is running off there. But listen, guys, it's been great. It's been fun. 11 years all for wrestling. Last word, Spot Face, we got it here. And where can everybody find you, buddy?
You already know, man. You can follow me on IGS, Spot Face, SPOTFACA. And you can't spell that, don't follow me.
KME. Where can everybody follow you at, brother, Mr. Professor?
You can find me on Twitter at KMEZ Does It. Right now I'm working on my dissertation. Once I get that, I'll have that published when I'm done with it. And shout out to Corey. Shout out to All you guys, know you guys for years. Great.
Chad, Lopez, everybody, right? Like, it's so many people came through here. Even them dorks at the Realm, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to them,
know,
too,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Huggo.
Huggo, right. He's a meta Ian right now.
Yeah, those guys. Well, I'll shout them out, too, but, you know, I don't got time for grown men getting butt hurt because you make fun of their favorite wrestler. But that's just me
with you. My man from Cleveland, damn. Well, you know, the Miz is from Cleveland, so I guess you got somebody there. With me. Chris Platt, yo, from the Chair Shot, man. Where can they find you at, brother?
So you going to have to chill out with that Cleveland slander. What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm never going to chill out with it. Never.
You guys can find me on Twitter at The Real C Flat. Also, go to thechairshot.com. I'm all over that, Melon Farmer. And let me just say this again, Mike. Congratulations of 11 years. That's a long time, brother. You know how I feel about you. And it's nice because there's not a lot of avenues in today's day and age where men could just be men and just chop it up like men. So this is precious. So y'all need to really appreciate this. Because there's not a lot of spaces where we can do this. And, yeah, we're going to argue, fuss, and fight, and disagree. But there's not a lot of avenues for men to just be men. And that's why I love this. And that's why I love you. And that's why I love coming on. Anytime you throw up the plat signal, I'm there. So I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. It's coming. Listen, I love it. Listen, to everybody who has been a part of this show for 11 years, I thank you. I really do mean that. And I thank you guys for coming on today and reminiscing and talking this list, because it sparked me to go make my own list and maybe do another show live one day. I don't know. Listen, like I always said before, and I will always say today, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
You can't see him, the time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be won, yeah, it's time is now. Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now.
Yo,
the game be won, yeah,
it's
time is now.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version 1 on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X, hardcore host with the most of the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt business, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Your boy Mike Knox. The game version 1.